Where to draw the line when protecting free speech on social media? That's what leads off this Tuesday edition of CNN Student News. The case is Alonis versus United States. The Supreme Court started hearing arguments yesterday. It involves a man named Anthony Alonis. After his wife left him in 2010 and he lost his job, Alonis started putting violent posts on Facebook. There's a federal law that says whoever transmits communication threatening to injure someone shall be fined or imprisoned. Alonis was convicted of threatening his wife and law enforcement officials, and he was imprisoned for several years. Alonis says he was just writing rap lyrics, that his rants were therapeutic, that he never meant to seriously threaten anyone. His lawyer says the justices should consider that, whether Alonis intended his posts to be taken literally. A lawyer for the government says what matters here isn't intent, it's whether a reasonable person would feel threatened by Alonis' posts. So what exactly did he post? Teachers, you may want to preview this first segment. It contains some of the violent phrases that are central to this case.
I'm going to talk a little bit about your client in this case, because this really centers on what he posted on social media.
What matters legally is what a reasonable person would think of it or what he intended by it. One of them said essentially, you know, if I knew then what I know now, I would have killed you and dumped you in Toad Creek. They were styled as raps. The government's reasonable person standard would make you criminally liable, would make you a felon, would disentitle you from voting, would disentitle you from owning a firearm. Anytime you fail to anticipate that what you say is going to be interpreted as a threat.
He's being very clear. What did he expect to accomplish with these comments?
And he said, you know, this is therapeutic for me. This is just for me. It's not for anybody else. And there's a reason why all of these graphic songs are written, in that they are cathartic. They work through experiences. When Eminem wrote these things, he hasn't been prosecuted for a felony for writing these songs, which are virtually indistinguishable. It was the government's position that they said again and again in their argument to the jury, it doesn't matter what he thinks. And in the United States, I don't think you can say it doesn't matter what the defendant thinks in a speech prosecution.